At World Pork Expo last week, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack updated producers on the progress of implementing the 2014 Farm Bill, which began with livestock disaster aid.
Every Friday I get a report of the number of applications for disaster assistance. Last Friday that number exceeded 81,000 applications for assistance, a good many of them for livestock indemnity. We have already issued checks totaling close to $250 million. We anticipate and expect that number ultimately, when all is said and done, be close to $2 billion in assistance and help.
When it comes to implementing the new crop programs under the Farm Bill, Vilsack says USDA is trying to help farmers decide which program is best for them.
We worked very hard and are working very hard to get the educational materials out on some of the crop safety net programs. We know producers across the country have some serious issues and serious discussions and decisions that they're going to have to make in the next several months. So we recently announced roughly $6 million that will go to universities to work on education and web-based decision tools that will allow producers to decide whether ARC or PLC is the program for them. We know it's a very critical decision you all have to make. We want to provide you with as much information as quickly as we possibly can so you can make an informed decision for your operation.
Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, explains how those dollars will help cotton producers.
Approximately $3 million will be split between two centers, one center that is led by the University of Illinois, and then a second center that's co-led by FAPRI at the University of Missouri and the Ag and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University. So they will both be working to develop tools that will help producers as they make decisions on the new Farm Bill provisions and the new programs. So as farmers get further into this process of having to make Farm Bill decisions, there should be hopefully some tools out there that will help them evaluate the various programs.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.